Perhaps the form of prayer that's most common is the prayer that calls on God for help. Even people who don't pray very often know what it means to cry to God for help in some special situation of danger or need. And such people can also point to the way God has answered their prayers. Prayers for rescue and help are found all through the Bible, especially in the book of Psalms. I am in trouble, God. Listen to my prayer. I am afraid of my enemies. Save my life. Protect me from the plots of the wicked, from mobs of evil men. That's how Psalm 64 goes. And Psalm 69 says, Save me, O God. The water is up to my neck. I'm sinking in deep mud, and there's no solid ground. I'm out in deep water, and the waves are about to drown me. I'm worn out from calling for help, and my throat is aching. I've strained my eyes looking for your help. There's nothing inferior or wrong about a prayer to God for help. What is wrong is the habit of using God when we need him and neglecting him at other times, only calling on him for help and nothing else. Jesus encouraged his disciples to pray for help at the end of the Lord's Prayer with the words, Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is a very realistic prayer. It teaches us to face the danger of the human situation, freely to confess our inadequacy to deal with that situation, and encourages us to take both the danger and our weakness to God for help. The Apostle James tells us that God tempts no one to do evil. A person is tempted when he is drawn away and trapped by his own evil desires, says James. Then his evil desire conceives and gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. We need to be realistic about the strength of our own desires, so biased in the direction of selfishness and godlessness. And when we think about the strength of our desires, we need to remember our weakness to resist such temptation, especially when we're encouraged by others to certain types of thinking and behavior. Paul tells us what our human nature wants to do, the sort of thing that's really quite obvious. What our human nature wants us to do shows itself in immoral, filthy, and indecent actions, he says, in worship of idols and witchcraft. People become enemies, they fight, become jealous, angry, and ambitious. They separate into parties and groups. They're envious, get drunk, have orgies, and do all sorts of other things like these. I warn you now, as I have before, those who do these things will not receive the kingdom of God. So our desires get us to do all sorts of things. But Paul also reminds us that temptation to do wrong doesn't only come from our own desires, from our own natures. It comes from the devil and spiritual forces of wickedness beyond our direct knowledge. Now, often people find it hard to believe in the devil, and yet Jesus quite clearly believed in the devil, and he taught his disciples to believe in the devil and in his power. And Paul put it this way when he was writing to the Ephesians, We are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world, the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers of this dark age. So take up God's armor now. Then, when the evil day comes, you'll be able to resist the enemy's attacks, and after fighting to the end, you'll still hold your ground. We're being totally unrealistic if we think that our own desires are not strong and that we won't fall into temptation, and we're being totally unrealistic if we don't think that there are spiritual forces of wickedness beyond our direct knowledge that tempt us to do evil. But God doesn't tempt us to do wrong. What God does is to test people. Testing, of course, is a good thing, and something would be lost from life if there was no testing. We test all sorts of objects to see if they're genuine, for instance, gold and precious metals. And we test people to see if they're false or genuine. Well, God tests men to see what they're really like. For instance, in the Old Testament, he led the Israelites into the desert to wander around for 40 years to test them. That's what Moses told them. God did this so that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And the Apostle James in the New Testament encourages us to rejoice when testing comes our way. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, he says, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. Let the process go on until the endurance is fully developed, and you'll find that you have become men of mature character with the right sort of independence. So here we have the positive value of trials and tribulations, the testing of our faith, to produce the quality of endurance and steadfastness that leads to Christian maturity. So temptation and testing are facts of life in this world. But God doesn't tempt us to do evil. He tests us. Satan, or the devil, tempts us so that he might destroy and break us down. God tests us to build us up, to strengthen us. He makes a trial of our sincerity in order to establish our strength and our faith. But Satan tries to pull us down through temptations. God does not lead us into temptations, but he leads us into situations that are meant to test us. And there's always the possibility that we'll react the wrong way and sin. But God doesn't intend us to sin. He intends us to come out of the situation spiritually strengthened and enriched. So the phrase in the Lord's Prayer means, let us not succumb to temptation. It's not so much a prayer to be preserved from temptation as to be preserved in temptation. And when Jesus tells us to pray, deliver us from evil, that really makes it quite clear what he means. Let us not give in to temptation. Let us not sin. This is a very realistic prayer, as I've said. It teaches us to face the danger of the human situation and to realize that temptation and testing are inescapable, and yet they're not outside the plan and purpose of God, but part of the very structure of life which God has made the way it is in order to help us and to bring us to maturity in our faith. There's always the possibility of good coming from a testing or tempting situation as we learn to resist and stand fast. But this prayer of Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, is teaching us to call on God to help us, to rescue us. Jesus encourages us to be honest with ourselves, to realize our weaknesses, and to be honest with him. I can't deal with temptation in my own strength. I can't face the testing of life on my own. Of course, plenty of people do try to go it alone. And they sort of laugh at people who think they need some sort of spiritual crutch. But it's actually the people who think that they need to depend on God who are the strong people. They realize the true source of strength. It's in God and not in themselves. And what sort of success do people have who try to go it alone? What sort of real satisfaction does it give them? We needn't be afraid of the fact that we need to depend on God for help, especially in this area of resisting temptation and evil. We need to be realistic. We need to see that God has made us to be dependent on him and on the power of his Spirit. Paul says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he won't let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. There is a way of coping with temptation and testing to be found, but we have to acknowledge our need of that help and earnestly seek God's help and seek the way of escape and call upon him to rescue us and help us from our situation. Lead us not into temptation. That means, I know that temptation and testing must come, but don't let it overwhelm me. Deliver us from evil. That means, give me your strength not to sin, but to learn the lessons you are trying to teach me, and to remain strong and faithful for your sake. Martin Luther once said, "We cannot help being exposed to the assaults of temptation and testing, but we pray that we may not fall and perish under them." O God, give us power to resist all our temptations, and always to do what is right in your sight. When things are difficult, help us to remember that we'll never be tried beyond what we can bear. Help us to be realistic about the strength of temptation, our own weakness to resist, and your power to rescue us from evil. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.